This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. 192 people killed, 96 injured and 31 missing in rain-induced disasters across the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returning home today, completing his visit to United States for the United Nations General Assembly. And Israel continuing airstrikes have already forced as many as 1 million people from their homes across Lebanon, according to the Lebanese Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. The Nepal police has informed that the number of people who have lost their lives in rain-triggered disasters has reached 192, with 31 individuals reported missing. The spokesperson of Nepal Police, Senior Superintendent of Police, SSP Danbahadur Karki, provided this data on casualties and missing people to Radio Nepal. Natural disasters, including those from floods, landslides and inundations in various parts, including the federal capital Kathmandu, have caused huge loss of life and property. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry also reported that more than 96 individuals were injured in the calamities. So far, around 4,000 people have been rescued from the disasters. Search, rescue and relief operations have been intensified with the mobilization of the security agencies. The Nepali Army helicopters have airlifted injured and stranded individuals from different places in Kabre, Sindhuli and Lalitpur districts. The disaster survivors have been provided with relief materials, including food, and the injured are receiving treatment at government health facilities. The government has given top priority to and is making all-out efforts for search, rescue and relief works with the coordination of all concerned agencies. The blocked roadways at several places are being reopened with the removal of debris and reconstruction efforts. Additionally, the province governments, the district disaster management committees and local disaster management units are extending cooperation in response to the catastrophes. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who was in the United States of America for his participation in the 79th United Nations General Assembly, left Boston, Massachusetts for home yesterday. He was in Boston for the last couple of days. In Boston, Prime Minister Oli attended a Harvard University event after wrapping up United Nations General Assembly programs in New York off U.S. Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, and Nepal's Charge d'Affaires in USA, Kumar Raj Kharel, among others, bade farewell to Prime Minister Oli at Boston Logan International Airport. He is scheduled to return home today itself. Political leaders have pledged to collaborate on relief, rescue and rehabilitation efforts as the country faces unprecedented disasters caused by heavy rainfall. During an all-party meeting convened by Acting Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh, leaders committed to putting aside their ideological differences to respond effectively to the crisis. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithibi Subbagurung announced that the meeting agreed to mobilize resources for rescuing stranded travelers on highways, reopening blocked roads and restoring essential services such as electricity and drinking water in affected areas as quickly as possible in cooperation of all relevant state bodies. Likewise, the all-party meeting resolved to coordinate with the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority to provide shelter for those who have lost their homes due to the disasters. The meeting also urged the Health Ministry, hospitals and healthcare facilities to remain vigilant and prepared to address any potential health emergencies arising from the situation. The government has reported that 26 hydropower projects have been damaged due to rain-induced disasters. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation yesterday, Energy Minister Deepak Kharga announced that the financial loss was estimated at 2.45 billion rupees, according to the preliminary reports. Minister Kharga stated these figures were based on initial assessments. There may be further damage. The floods have halted the production of approximately 1,100 megawatts of electricity. a total of 15 under construction projects with a combined capacity of 1,010 megawatts have been affected. Additionally, the minister noted that flooding in the Tamakosi River has washed away a tower of Lamusangu transmission line, disrupting power supply of around 200 megawatts to the national grid. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has directed its subordinate bodies to resume the roads blocked and disrupted by the landslides and river erosions following the monsoonal downpour. A spokesperson of the ministry, Sunil Babu Dhakal, shared that they were making all-out efforts to reoperate 41 roads in different districts. These roadways witnessed disruptions in 64 places with damages caused by rain-triggered landslides and floods. Minister Dhakal said they had directed the agencies to repair roads with minor damages to bring the halted traffic movement into operation by today. The ministry, according to him, had emphasized the removal of debris and other obstructions on the roads, including major highways. So subordinate bodies were asked to submit reports outlining an action plan for prompt repair of the flood and landslide damaged road projects with alternative solutions to consider if immediate repairs were not feasible. Similarly, DSP Robin Karki at the Metropolitan Traffic Police Kathmandu noted that the problems persisted in the operation of traffic on roads having many defects at Nagpur Khari along with river corridors in the Kathmandu Valley itself. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israel's continuing airstrikes may have already forced as many as 1 million people from their homes across Lebanon, according to the country's prime minister. Lebanon's prime minister, Najib Mikati, said it was the largest displacement movement that may have happened. Lebanon's health ministry reported more than 50 people killed in Sunday strikes, 2 days after Israel assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in Beirut. Meanwhile, Hezbollah fired more rockets into northern Israel. In a separate development, Israel said it had carried out large-scale air strikes on military targets on the Iran-backed Houthi movement in Yemen. Hezbollah confirmed on Sunday that the top military commander, Ali Karaki, and a senior cleric, Sheikh Nabil Cook, had also been killed in the Israeli strikes. At least 30 people have died and scores more are unaccounted for in just one county in North Carolina of the United States after Hurricane Helen tore across the state and caused catastrophic flooding. A clearer image of the damage the storm inflicted after barreling through Florida and Georgia emerged throughout Sunday, with Buncombe County appearing to be the hardest hit area. At least 105 people have died nationwide since the hurricane made landfall in Florida on Thursday, according to the U.S. media CBS, and the figure is expected to rise as officials reach more areas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of the rest of the country. So the caution still needs to be taken. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. People killed, 96 injured and 31 missing in rain-induced disasters across the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returning home today, completing his visit to the United States for the United Nations General Assembly. and Israel's continuing airstrikes may have already forced as many as 1 million people from their homes across Lebanon, according to the Lebanese Prime Minister. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.